If you've been wanting to work with me one-on-one, this is for you. If you're an ambitious woman balancing the demands of motherhood and your career, or you're a business owner and you're done talking about your challenges and you are determined not only to find a solution, but to feel alive and energized while getting the support you need, I've got you. There's nothing more frustrating than asking for help only to feel like it's one more thing added to your to-do list. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/focus. Take 2 minutes, fill out the application to work with me one-on-one, and we'll be in touch. One of my strengths and what my clients always tell me is I have a gift of looking at your current situation and showing you exactly where you need to focus to get the results your soul is craving. My work is designed to empower women like you to reclaim your capacity, increase profits, and strengthen your relationships. Join the countless women already seeing incredible results. Picture having me by your side every step of the way, ensuring your success. Visit Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/focus, and apply today. That's heatherchauvin.com/focus.
Mama's in Control, episode 76.
Welcome to Mama's in Control, where it's all about helping women redefine the beautiful mess called life and parenting and take back control of what they truly desire. And now, here is your host, Heather Chauvin.
All right, my loves, welcome back to the show. We are on episode 76. I can't believe it. I feel like in a few months we're going to be at 100, and that's just going to be magical. So before I jump into today, I wanted to talk about today's sponsor. So now and again, I'm going to be having sponsors on the show, but today is actually my own program. So Mama's in Control is the sponsor of this today's program. Mama's in Control Mastermind is an 8-week program to helping you get super crystal clear on what it is that you do crave in your life, in your parenting, your partnerships, your money, your wealth, your health, every aspect of your life, helping you feel in control and designing the exact life that your soul craves. So we have applications now open. And you can head on over to mamasincontrol.com/MIIC. We will be accepting applications until May 12th. After that, I will review the applications and get you on the phone for an intake consultation to see if this program is a right fit. Because if you are committed to becoming the best version of yourself and evolving how you live, work, play, and parent, then the Mama's in Control Mastermind is for you. Now let's hop into today's show. So on today's episode, I wanted to talk about challenge, and I wanted to kind of reflect as like, what's my lesson going to be? And I don't really know what the lesson's going to be, but I wanted to reflect on a race that I just ran. So on Sunday, I ran a race. It was a 10-kilometer race. And this was my second bigger race. I've done a 5K, I've done a half marathon, and now I did a 10K. And I signed up for this race a little while ago, and I kind of forgot about it, to be honest with you. And my drive to actually train was not there. I've been, you know, working on other things with my health, doing more physical fitness, strength training, things like that. And I kind of let the running go. And I don't know if it was, you know, resistance or what it was, but I was committed to running this race. So I signed up for it and I said, okay, I'll show up. And I decided to show up, but I actually thought it was a week later. So I thought, oh, I'll just crunch and run the last week. So anyways, I showed up, but this is where the magic happens, guys. I show up to this race and I'm not nervous at all. It was a very different feel, being that it was my second bigger race, because I have, the last race I did was a half marathon. So I was nervous. I was terrified. I was like, can I do this? Because it was, I've never done it before, right? And so as I'm showing up to this race, I'm not scared. I'm not nervous. I'm not really that excited. And, you know, the start line, we go and we're jogging, feeling like, you know, herded cattle. And I just start running. And of course, within the first 10 seconds, I start to get shin splints. My legs start to hurt because smart Heather, you know, bought new shoes and didn't break them in. And the shoes that I was going to wear that were broken in and my favorite running shoes, well, I could only find one because my dog decided to chew the other one and hide it, and I couldn't find it. So I had brand new shoes on. I didn't train for this race. And, you know, we start running and my legs are like, fuck you, Heather, you're not running today. I didn't stop. So I just kept going and I paced myself. I didn't even have my watch because my watch died and didn't work. And I told you, I was totally avoiding this. I wasn't prepared for this race at all, but I showed up. I didn't back down. And I kept telling myself, you got this, one step at a time, one step at a time. And I kept, you know, talking to people around me. And I was actually listening to Shonda Rhimes' The Year of Yes, her audiobook on Audible. So I listen to audiobooks when I'm running. And of course, I'm listening to her book on The Year of Yes, of how one year she just decided to say yes to her life. And, you know, when her gut was saying no, 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 and she just wanted to say no, she said yes, because she needed, it was time to evolve. It was time to shift and to change in her life. And so I'm listening to her story. And of course, here I am running, right? And I'm listening and I'm running and I'm listening and I'm running and I'm observing the people around me. And these are people of all walks of life where, you know, women are passing me that could be my grandmother. And then there's this woman, you know, on her balcony in her bathrobe, this like older black lady, hilarious, has like this music blaring on her porch and she's just dancing and waving at everybody. And I was like, yes, like, thank you, thank you. And so I'm going and just listening to the volunteers, they're passing out the water and they're cheering you on. And I didn't stop because I told myself I wasn't going to stop. If I had to slow down to a very mild jog, I would do that. But my goal was just not to stop running. And there's weird things that happen at races. So any trainer that I've been to that doesn't race doesn't get it, right? They're like, why do you do this to your body? And today is the day after the race, and I kind of feel like, I call it like a racing hangover, but you know, you're so sore, you're so fatigued, your body is like, what the fuck did you do to me yesterday? And you know, I'm doing everything I need to do, eating all the right foods and whatever to restore my body, but my body is just like, you're an asshole, Heather, why'd you do this to me? And I get that. I totally get that it's really hard on your body. But there's something magical that happens in the mind when you do races. And while I'm running and I'm looking at these people around me, and like, I don't know, after a few miles or kilometers, your ego starts to just like check out at the door. And like, you really don't care anymore, like what you look like. You don't care what other people think about you. You're in survival mode. Your brain is like, you got to do this. Just keep going. And the funny thing is you're running. You're running. You're not running away from anything. You're not in danger. So why are you running, right? Like, you can stop at any time. You can stop at any moment. So when my mind is saying, stop, Heather, like, give up, you suck, just stop it, you don't need to run anymore, and my body is like, yep, listen to your brain, come on, I gotta keep you safe, Heather. Oh yeah, I'm gonna put some shooting pains in your legs. Oh, I'm gonna put a shooting pain in your elbow. Oh, I'm gonna make you, you know, I'm gonna untie your shoe, I'm gonna do all these weird things. There's a deeper part within you that says, keep going, keep going, keep going. And this is the part I continued to listen to. And this is the part that I decided and chose to listen to on Sunday. So when I showed up to this race, not excited at all, because my body was kind of like, okay, let's keep you safe, Heather. Don't get too excited. And I'm running and I'm running and I'm running. And I'm getting bored, right? I'm bored out of my freaking gills. So I'm listening to this audiobook and I'm just like, okay, just stop running, Heather. And then I'm like, well, if I stop, I'm not going to get there to the finish line any quicker. So I'm like, okay, fine, run. Run quicker. Get there. Get this over with. So there's something magical that happens in this moment when you're up against a barrier and you're challenging yourself physically and mentally and you're saying, I can do this. I got this. I am worthy of that finish line. I am worthy of that goal. I am worthy of completion. I'm going to do this and nobody is going to tell me I'm not capable of it. Not even this little monkey mind that I have. So the funny thing was I'm getting to like 8, 9 miles, not miles, kilometers, because I'm Canadian, kilometers, and I have 1 kilometer left. And of course, it feels like the longest kilometer of my life. And I can see the finish line and I'm just so excited because I'm like, all of your hard work is coming up to this moment. Coming up to this moment when all of your hard work, and of course, I come in right after the guy who came in first for the marathon, a half marathon, which means that's double the distance that I did. So here I come in and I'm like, yay, I look like I'm second runner up. Meanwhile, nope, I'm like 400 runner up in the 10K when this guy is first runner up or first place. But my point is, I didn't care what my time was. I just cared that I didn't stop, that I didn't give up, and that I kept going. And so what I've noticed since this is my second race and now I'm becoming addicted to these races is these are moments for training. These are mental training. It's not about the physical training for me. It's all the mental game. Because the emotional roller coaster that you go on in this hour or hour and a half or however long you're running is the same transformation process that I do with my coaching clients. You're really excited, you're really nervous, you know, you hit start, you go, and you're running, and you want to be like a bat out of hell and just boom, 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 and go. And it's all about pacing yourself. It's progress, not perfection. And then you're going to come a time where you're like, well, shit, you know, the novelty is worn off, I'm sweating profusely, and I just want to stop, I just want to give up. And it's in those moments when you don't give up. It's in those moments when you say, I'm braver than this. I'm stronger than this. I can do this. And you pull your big girl pants on, you pull up your little compression stockings, and you fucking run. And then you get a burst of energy, and then your legs lock in. You know, the habits in your life, they lock in. And you can't feel it anymore. And you're like, I got this. This is my new normal. My legs feeling numb is my new normal. Eating healthy food is my new normal. Getting out of bed extra early is my new normal. Waking up feeling happy and energized and on live, on purpose is my new normal. And then when you see that finish line, that goal, that desire, that feeling, that ache that you have, and you see it and you smell it and you taste it, you run like fucking hell to that finish line. And when you cross it, you celebrate your success. You take that medal, you eat that chocolate, you drink that beer, you do whatever they give you. And you say, yes, I did it. I did it, I did it, I did it. So races to me are not about the physical. It's about overcoming something that I never thought was possible. So I remember when I trained for my half marathon, I joined a running club and I knew my running coach and I said to her, I can't do this. And she looked at me and she's like, whatever, Heather, just sign up for the race. So I signed up for the race, and up until a week before, I'm like, I'm not doing this. And it wasn't that I wasn't doing it. It was the choice that I was fucking terrified because my internal belief was that it wasn't possible. And when I did my race and I was running and running and running, there was a point in the half marathon where, and I've podcasted about this earlier in the podcast, where, you know, I think it was the 11th mile and I was bawling profusely and my running partner looked at me and said, don't stop. And I said, I'm not going to stop. And she said, then why are you crying? I said, because it hurts so bad. And I don't believe I'm capable of finishing this race. And I said, but I'm not going to give up because it hurts more to stop. And that was just a perfect, beautiful metaphor for life. That when you're in this moment of excruciating struggle and pain and agony, and you're like, I can't handle this anymore. And you just surrender to the pain and you say, okay, what do we need to do to get out of here? And in that moment, all I needed to do was to keep running and to focus on the end result. And I remember getting, to that last mile and seeing that finish line and going, oh my God, I did this. I actually did this. And my body actually started to hyperventilate. And I said, Heather, calm down. You got this. And that's why I decided not to do another half marathon ever again. And I'm sure I will. I've already signed up for another one, but I don't know if I'll actually do it. But all my running friends will understand this personal mental agony that we go through. I question myself all the time, Heather, why do you do this to yourself? And I think it's because I want to become the best version of myself. And the more I push and the more I believe in myself and the more I believe in my capability, the better I become. And the better I become, the more patient I become with my children. And the more patient I become with my children, the more patient I become with myself and I become with this process. And the more patient I become with this process, the more I believe. The more I believe in that, I trust that there's something bigger than myself, and you can label it as whatever you desire, but there's something bigger than me that is forcing me and pushing me to do the hard things. Because guys, when you do hard things and you push through this, you then see that you are capable. So I want you to know that you are not alone. And the one last thing that I noticed on race day was the community. The sense of community of like-minded women and men coming together saying, let's challenge ourselves as individuals equally. Let's make shit happen. So know that you're not alone. Know that you do not need to do it alone. Know that I don't do it alone. And the day that I broke up with struggle was the day that I found personal, mental, emotional, and spiritual freedom. I became a better parent, and I let go of all of my resistance. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for showing up for yourself, for showing up for your children, and knowing that it takes one small baby step to make transformation in your life. So this is just a gentle reminder that applications will be open until May 12th for the spring round of the Mom is in Control Mastermind. If you want to learn more about more information about the program, hear testimonials from past students, head on over to momisincontrol.com/MIIC. Thanks, Mama. You are not alone, and we will chat soon.
Thank you for listening to Mama's in Control. If you like this episode, please leave us a kind review on iTunes. For the full show notes from today's episode, hop on over to momisincontrol.com.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather, Chauvin, chauvin.com/lifequiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz to take the aligned life quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also on the inside show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.